Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. On today's show, we'll hear from Gary Sinise, also known as Lieutenant Dan from Forrest Gump, about what his foundation is doing for wounded warriors in Minnesota and across the country, and we'll talk about Team Red, White, and Blue. But first, it's time for Generally Speaking, a weekly message from the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard, Major General Rick Nash.
The color purple symbolizes all branches of the military, and as a tribute to our military families, we encourage participation from businesses and organizations to wear purple on April 15th. Show support for military children and families on National Purple Up Day. Nationwide, more than 2 million children have appeared serving in an active duty or reserve role in our armed forces. In Minnesota, 20,000 men and women are currently serving. Their children bravely face the uncertainty of their parents' safety when they are away, as well as the difficult reintegration process when they return. It's important to these military-connected youth to know that their nation and community stands by them and supports them. On April 15th, I ask companies and organizations to wear purple and show your support to our military youth. For more information, visit beyondtheyellowribbon.org.
Thank you, General Nash. For more information, please go to minnesotamilitaryradio.com. For over 30 years, Gary Sinise has stood as an advocate of America's servicemen and women. It began in the early 80s with support of Vietnam veterans groups and the creation of Vets Night, a program offering free dinners and performances to veterans at Steppenwolf Theater in Chicago. His commitment continued in the 90s, working on behalf of the Disabled American Veterans Organization, which he continues to actively support. Since the attacks of September 11, 2001, his dedication to our nation's active duty defenders, veterans, and first responders has become a tireless crusade of support, service, and gratitude to all those who protect our freedom and serve our country. Mr. Sinise, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Well, thank you for having me.
Gary, we were lucky enough to bump into you when you were in town recently, raising some money for a local Marine who was seriously wounded, and you did a little concert, and we had a little private fundraiser out at Bill Pop's house.
Yeah, that was terrific. We're raising money for Mark Latinsky and his wife Heather, and want to get them a specially designed home. Mark lost both legs and an arm. He's a triple amputee. He's obviously going to have some special needs. Wonderful guy. His wife Heather's terrific, and they're a beautiful couple, and they've obviously given a lot, and they're going to have many, many challenges going forward in their lives. And we go around the country and do concerts and events to raise money for a lot of our very severely wounded, and we want to help Mark out there. So anybody can still, we're still raising money. You can go to GarySiniseFoundation.org. You can learn about Mark on our website, our Building for America's Bravest program, and you can donate to help us take care of this local Minnesota hero.
Gary, most of our listeners know you from the movies and your TV series. Can you tell me, how did you get involved in supporting our veterans 30-some years ago?
Well, gosh, I guess it starts with the veterans in my family that I have on my side of the family. My grandfather drove an ambulance in World War One in France. And I got very involved in the 80s with Vietnam veterans groups after that. And then in the 90s, I played one in Forrest Gump and got involved with our Disabled American Veterans Organization, the DAV, because I played an injured double amputee. And then, you know, when September 11th came along, and having been involved with veterans groups for 20 years prior to that, I just felt there was a role for me to play in making sure that our men and women overseas knew they were appreciated and we weren't forgetting about them. So I volunteered for the USO and started visiting them, and that led to an association with, playing music for them and raising money for military charities, and then eventually starting my own military charity, the Gary Sinise Foundation. It's all about serving and honoring the needs of our veterans, our active duty, our Gold Star families, our wounded, those who serve and sacrifice each and every day for us.
We're speaking with Gary Sinise on Minnesota Military Radio. Gary, did you have any idea when you took that part of Lieutenant Dan Taylor that that would be a part of your life for the next 20 years and now going forward?
No, I didn't know that. I knew that you know, I very much wanted to play the role of the Vietnam veteran, having been involved with Vietnam veterans for, you know, a good 10, 12 years prior to playing that. And, you know, I worked on Vietnam veterans material in the theater. I have a theater company in Chicago, and I got involved with some plays that were written by and about Vietnam veterans, and that led me to, you know, take my cast to the local VA to talk to Vietnam veterans who were going through post-traumatic stress and getting involved with various Vietnam veteran organizations in the Chicago area. You know, having been involved with veterans for many years, then I very much wanted to play that role when it came along. And, you know, did I know that it would lead to a 20-year association with the DAV and helping our active duty service members and everything? No, I didn't. But, you know, I embraced that. Lieutenant Dan is just something that it was kind of bigger than a movie part, because it represented a, you know, a part of our populace, our veteran populace, and especially to our Vietnam veterans. You know, they recognize that storyline as something positive. Here was a Vietnam veteran in a movie who was, you know, he, you know, wanted to serve. He just wanted to be a great officer, wanted a great military person. He got injured. That got taken away. He got angry, and he, you know, went into the darkness. And then at the end of the story, though, he's standing up again, and he's clean cut, and he's wealthy, and he's a successful businessman. He's married, and he's moving on with his life. And you know, we really hadn't seen a Vietnam veteran portrayed as somebody who could kind of, you know, get on with his life afterwards. And I think that's a story that we want for all our veterans. We, you know, if you serve your country and then you retire, we want you to be able to move on and put everything in perspective and not have the you know, the memories of war plague you for the rest of your life, even though they'll always be with you and your buddies that you lost will always be with you. We do want you to move on and have a happy life after that. That's what you fought for. You fought for all of our rights to be able to do that, and we want that for you now as a veteran. And that's what I try to go out there and support, is just making sure that our men and women, when they come home from battle and they retire, and they're medically retired, some of them, that they're going to have an opportunity to have a happy life. That's why we're raising money for Mark Latinsky. He's given a lot, and we want to support him and Heather and give them a little something back for all they've given for us.
Gary is a Vietnam veteran. The character of Lieutenant Dan seems real familiar to us and part of our story being from that period. And it just seems absolutely right that Gary Sinise and Lieutenant Dan Band are out entertaining our troops all over the world.
Well, thank you. People ask me about the Lieutenant Dan thing. I realized early on, when I first started going on USO tours back in 2003, early 2003, people were recognizing me as Lieutenant Dan. They didn't know what my real name was. So I realized early on that Lieutenant Dan was having a connection to our military. Then when I started visiting our hospitals and saw what talking about the story of Lieutenant Dan could do to somebody who was laying in a hospital bed missing their legs, and how they wanted to talk about it and everything, I realized, you know, this movie part has a meaning to our veteran community and to our wounded and to our military that is kind of beyond a funny character in a movie. You know, it really is something that they relate to. And when I started taking the musicians with me on the road to visit our service members around the world, I just said, let's go with it. So I called the band Gary Sinise and the Lieutenant Dan Band, and now we played hundreds of shows for our military and various military charities, like the one we did up in Minnesota for Mark. That's for our Building for America's Bravest program, you know, which is a program between the Stephen Siller Tunnel to Towers Foundation and my foundation, Gary Sinise Foundation, to address the home needs for very severely wounded. I'm doing a concert in San Antonio coming up on Friday night for another wounded warrior there to build him a home. And we're doing these all over the country. I encourage people to go to GarySiniseFoundation.org. And you can donate to Mark Latinsky right there on the website, and you can help us get that home built, GarySiniseFoundation.org. You can, you know, click on the donate link, and you can designate your donation to go to Mark. If you're listening here in Minnesota, please do that. Let's get him taken care of and take care of his wife, Heather, as well.
Gary, you have to take a short break and come back. I'd like to talk about more of the good work you're doing. We're speaking with Gary Sinise on Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We've been speaking with Gary Sinise about the Gary Sinise Foundation and Gary Sinise and Lieutenant Dan Band. And Gary, there's a list on your website at the Gary Sinise Foundation about all of the appearances and all of the USO shows you've done. When did you ever have time for movies and TV?
You know, I've been able to, having CSI New York for 9 years was very, you know, it was like a gift because I was able to have a steady job as an actor, put some money in the bank, start my foundation, work with the production company for days off so I could get on a plane and go somewhere and then come back and still have a job waiting for me when I got back. You know, I've been traveling weekends on and on and on for 10 years now, supporting the military. But, you know, I would come back Monday morning, be on the set, 6 a.m., and hopefully remember my lines after a three-show weekend.
I like a split personality. Actor one day and the big supporter of the military and the USO and Able American Veterans the other day.
Well, it's actually a full-time commitment. That's the reason I started my foundation. Look, I've been traveling on and on. I leave tonight on a red eye to go to D.C. to do an event for GE. We have a great partnership with GE. GE provides the appliances for all these homes that we're building. And I'm also, you know, a spokesperson for their Get Skills to Work program, which is a great program to kind of retool a military person's skills that they learn in the military toward the manufacturing sector. So I'm going to D.C. tonight to do an event for GE tomorrow, and then I'll fly to San Antonio the next day I fly to Dallas to do a fundraiser for Snowball Express. Snowball Express is something I've been involved with since 2006. That addresses, you know, the needs of our Gold Star children. We have way too many children who have lost a mom or a dad in the war, and we try to get them together each December for a big, big event in Dallas where we can bring 1,500 kids together who have all lost a mom or a dad in the war and give them a big show of support and try to help them. You know, it's a difficult time going into the Christmas holiday and the holiday season in there for a child who's lost a parent. So we bring them to Dallas. American Airlines is a great partner of mine. They donate 9-10 airplanes to fly from all over the country with all the children. And, you know, these are just some of the things that I'm doing around the country. So I'll do a fundraiser for Snowball on Thursday and then fly down to San Antonio on Friday, do a concert for Wounded Warrior Travis Green there in San Antonio to raise money to build him a home, then back up to Dallas on Saturday to do a big military support event that I work with American Airlines called Skyball there. And we raise a lot of money there, and they help support my foundation. I help support the Fort Worth Air Power Foundation down there. And then I'm up in South Dakota, then back. I mean, the schedule's crazy, but, you know, I know that there is a role that I can play. There's a way that I can help, and there's a way that I can serve. And having been doing this for so long and seeing the effect that it does have when I come to an event or play a concert or support a charity or something like that, I know that there's just a way that I can serve. And having met so many extraordinary people in our veterans and military active duty communities and first responder communities, they motivate me every day. I'm humbled and, you know, inspired by their courage and what they sacrifice for a country. So there's something I can do. I want to do it.
Gary, I'm looking at this list of the USO concerts that you put on all over the world, going back to 2003, and I noticed that you're a recipient of the Bob Hope Award for Excellence in Entertainment. But I'm looking at all these sites, Germany, South Korea, you've been all over the world, Afghanistan. You must be catching up on Bob Hope.
Well, I don't know. He did it for a long time, but, you know, I've been doing Just for the USO, I think we've averaged about 12 to 13 shows a year for several years now. So there's probably, I don't know, there's probably 150 USO shows in the last 10 years, something like that.
And if you didn't enjoy them, you wouldn't be doing that many, would you?
Well, I enjoy seeing the smiling faces on the people that we play for. And now, having done it, you know, people within the military community, when I go to a base or something like that, they've heard about the band. Some of them have seen the band multiple times because I've played on so many bases. And, you know, our military, you know, gets reassigned every 2 or 3 years to another place. And, you know, so maybe they'll see me multiple times at different places. And I always appreciate that, you know, because I want them to know that you know, I appreciate what they do, and I'm, you know, kind of supporting them. And, you know, it's not something I do once or twice a year. This is a full-time commitment for me. That's why I started the Gary Sinise Foundation. Eventually, I know I'll be going back to work, and whatever job I get, a movie or television or whatever, it might not be as sympathetic and supportive of me going out there on the weekends as CSI New York was. So I want to make sure that I have something going 24/7 for our military. And that's why I started the Gary Sinise Foundation. It's there, you know, I have people that we pay, and you know, I want them to continue to raise money and support these efforts, you know, because this has been a very passionate commitment of mine to give back to our military and our first responders. And we want to support one of them up there in Minnesota with Mark Latinsky. So again, please go to GarySiniseFoundation.org and donate toward building Mark a home.
We're speaking with the tireless Gary Sinise from the Gary Sinise Foundation on Minnesota Military Radio. Gary, just quickly, you've got, we talked about building the smart homes, the Gary Sinise and Lieutenant Dan Band. You've also got a relief and resiliency outreach and some Invincible Spirit festivals. Can you tell us just a little about that?
Well, yeah, the Invincible Spirit festivals. I live in California, and so I go down to San Diego Military Medical Center to visit our wounded down there. And on one of the trips, I said, "Look, why don't you let me set up a stage in front of the hospital, and let's bring as many of the patients out as we can. Let's bring the staff out who work tirelessly to take care of these folks and their families who are going through rehabilitation with them. Let's get them all outside and give them a good time." So we set up a big concert, and I teamed up with celebrity chef Robert Irvine, who, you know, he kind of contacted me and said he loved what I was doing. And so I reached out to him and said, "Well, why don't you help me with this event?" And so he came down and started cooking for everybody at the hospital. And then this year, I said, "Well, I want to do a bunch of those." And that's one of the programs of the Gary Sinise Foundation. And by the way, the Lieutenant Dan Band is all nonprofit. I don't make any personal money from the band. I've played for 10 years. This is it's a nonprofit part of the Gary Sinise Foundation. So I use the band to raise money and awareness for military causes. That's what we did up in Minnesota with Mark Latinsky's concert there. That was funded through the Gary Sinise Foundation and the Stephen Siller Tunnel to Towers Foundation. All the money goes to the Building for America's Bravest program. We're doing these kinds of things all over the place.
What a fabulous job over 30 years of supporting our troops and their families and building houses for our wounded troops. Last question, how can our listeners help support one last time?
You can go to GarySiniseFoundation.org. You can look on the website, scan the website. There's videos on the blog that show some of those Invincible Spirit festivals. There's lots of information on the website about our Building for America's Bravest program, and you can donate to Mark Latinsky specifically to help get his special home built.
Gary, keep up the good work, and we hope to see you the next time you visit Minnesota.
Hey, thanks very much. I appreciate it.
Thanks for joining us today on Minnesota Military Radio.
You bet. Bye-bye.
This is Gary Sinise from the Gary Sinise Foundation.
You're listening to the Minnesota Military Radio Network. Stay tuned for more and follow us at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com.
Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. In a moment, we'll meet the team from Red, White, and Blue. But first, it's time for the Commissioner's Corner, a weekly update from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Now, here's Commissioner Larry Shalito.
4 years ago, I was given the honor of continuing my service to veterans through the appointment as Minnesota's Commissioner of Veterans Affairs. This came after completing 7 years as the state's Adjutant General, TAG, during a time of comprehensive deployments to Iraq and Afghanistan. My personal experiences as a Vietnam veteran and as TAG helped me understand what it takes to bring our men and women all the way home. The Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs exists to serve Minnesota's 369,000 veterans. I'm extremely proud of our staff for carrying out this mission. From our 5 incredible state veterans homes to the more than 20 programs and services we oversee.
Thank you, Commissioner Chalutot. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. Joining me now is Dawn Boyle, who is the Twin Cities chapter captain of Team Red, White, and Blue. Dawn, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you very much for having me.
Now, I understand you have a son that's in the Navy.
I do have a son that's in the Navy, yes, sir. He's graduating from his training currently. He just finished up last week. We'll be able to come home for about a week and a half here the end of the month, and then he reports to his new squadron the first week of May.
So do you know where he's going to be assigned?
He will stay in Norfolk, Virginia. He's a rescue swimmer, and we don't know his schedule, but that's where his home base will be.
Have you been to Norfolk yet?
I sure have. Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
We were out there about a year ago for the commissioning of the USS Minnesota, nuclear-powered submarine.
Nice, yeah.
And it was, you know, we even got a tour of it, so yeah, you might have some fun in Norfolk.
Yeah, it's a nice base.
Can you tell me, Team Red, White, and Blue, what is it and what's the mission?
The mission of Team Red, White, and Blue is to enrich the lives of veterans through integrating them back into the community with physical activity and social activity. So we're all about working out together, running races together, doing yoga class together, having coffee, meeting for meals, and just becoming a family, integrating veterans with civilians and helping them with that integration.
And how long has this been around?
Almost 5 years. Our founder, Mike Irwin, came out to Twin Cities, actually, in the fall of 2010 and with 60 of his friends, and they ran their first race at Twin Cities Marathon 5 years ago.
So where did the idea come from and how did it get started?
Well, Mike had some friends when they retired from the military who were having a hard time reintegrating back into civilian life, and he wanted to do something about it. So this is what he came up with. There's a lot of great nonprofit organizations out there, but he felt that the physical activity and the social connection was really powerful. A lot of veterans, as they come back into the community, miss their brotherhood and that routine of working out together and serving together. And so that's his mission.
So this was an opportunity for the veterans to get back together and do something.
Absolutely. And a big part of that mission is having some civilians involved. So Team RWB doesn't want to be recognized just as a veteran organization. We're about 70% veteran, 30% civilian. And we believe that that is really important in the reintegration back into community life, is the combination of veterans with civilians and understanding each other.
So you think the veterans should speak English instead of acronyms and talking military-wise?
I'm actually learning how to speak a little bit better in the veteran language, especially with my son in the Navy, yes. So
you're starting to learn some of that.
I'm learning some of that, yes.
This is dangerous, Dawn.
It is, and each branch is a little bit different, and we have active military, we have National Guard, we have reserves, we have all branches, service from all different areas, so it's all a little bit different.
Now, do you operate just in the Twin Cities?
We do not. We have over 150 chapters throughout the country and some international chapters, over 70,000 members on our team. So we're pretty big.
And how about here in Minnesota?
In Minnesota, we're in Twin Cities, and now we have a new team starting up in Duluth. They're about 100 members strong already, so they've got a good group growing up there, and they've got a lot of activity in the north.
And here in the Twin Cities, how many?
We're about 350 right now. So we continue to grow, probably 5 to 10 members every week. People find out about us and join the team, and we're just growing all the time.
Now, is this a nonprofit organization?
It is a nonprofit organization, yes.
So you said it's to do some physical activity and some social interaction.
Yep.
Do you also raise some funds? Do you do anything along those lines?
You know, we don't raise any funds here at the local level. They do all that nationally. All of the chapters are run by volunteer leaders. So there's a staff of about 12, 13 people. They're actually paid employees of Team RWB, and they, they kind of manage the regions and take care of all of our finances and all of that stuff. So here at the local level, volunteer leaders, we're just about making the connections, working out together as a team, and we don't do much fundraising here, no, at the local level.
We're speaking with Dawn Boyle, the Twin Cities chapter captain of Team Red, White, and Blue on Minnesota Military Radio. So do you have regular meetings?
We do. We try and meet about once a month, sometimes depending on the number of activities and events, races, those types of things. We might not get that in, but a lot of our communication and the way that we post our, whether it's a race, a weekly workout, or a team meeting, is on Facebook. So we have a closed group that people are welcome to join if they go to on Facebook and find Team RWB Twin Cities. The Duluth chapter has a Facebook page as well. So people can find out about when we meet, when we get together. You know, Thursday nights we do a run. Tonight we're going to meet. All of the weekly events that we have, yoga classes, when we run 5Ks, when we're training for half marathons. The first best step actually is to go to our website, teamrwb.org, and join the team so we can get your zip code, find out where you're located, get your email. We can connect with you that way. And then to join our Facebook group after that is a great way to stay in the loop.
Yeah, Sergeant Johnny will post a link to teamrwb.org on our Minnesota Military Radio Facebook page, so we'll have that as well.
Great.
So your main communication device then is to communicate via Facebook and tell everybody about the events that are coming up and what's happening.
You know, that's the easiest way. Yes, we do send out newsletters for people that aren't on Facebook, and we are launching a new platform, not us, not Team WB, but we will be using a new platform called Unite Us. Where it will transition. It will be a great tool for veterans to interact and find other organizations as well. But it will be a new platform probably that we'll be launching in another month or so.
So if I'm a veteran and live in the Twin Cities or Duluth, and I kind of miss the camaraderie that we had when we're deployed and around the world with other veterans, I'd go to your website to sign up, and what can I expect to happen next?
I will get an email. And I will reach out and touch base with you and let you know about our Facebook page and how to get involved and, you know, certainly follow up. I like to meet people for coffee face-to-face and find out what they're interested in. We're always looking to see what other activities people like to do if we don't currently have a workout on our calendar. So that's the first connection. Like I said, hopefully they follow up and they join the Facebook page because that's where they'll meet the rest of our members. They might be able to connect with somebody in their neighborhood or area, their zip code that's a little bit closer. And then they see when we go and have meet and greet socials and do our classes, and then we hope they join us. So,
okay, classes. You just said the word classes.
Yep.
Tell me about that.
Well, right now we have a couple yoga classes on our schedule. We have some strength classes on our schedule. We have a couple CrossFit classes on our schedule. So we have something almost every day of the week going on. We try and make sure that we're hitting different areas around the metro that are convenient. We have some stuff going on in Apple Valley and Cottage Grove and Minnetonka, Brooklyn Park. So
you find different facilities to have the classes in? That's
what we do. We have some great partners that have offered classes for our team so that they can come and work out at no cost. And that's been really wonderful and helpful. And we're always looking for more partners, for more volunteers, people that want to lead a new kind of class that maybe we're not doing already in their part of the metro or city that's convenient. So we love to hear from those people that want to help out that way as well.
So the website, once again, is teamrwb.org. So you go there to sign up, and then you can check out the Facebook page and learn what activities are coming up in terms of either workouts or some type of social activity.
Absolutely. Yep. We'd love to have you.
Dawn, we have to take a short break. We'll be back in just a moment. We're speaking with Dawn Boyle, the Twin Cities chapter captain of Team Red, White, and Blue on Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons, and we've been speaking with Dawn Boyle, who is the Twin Cities chapter captain of Team Red, White, and Blue. And Dawn, can you tell us once again, what was the mission of Team Red, White, and Blue?
Absolutely. Our mission is to enrich the lives of American vets by integrating them back into their community through physical and social activity.
And you use a mix of veterans and civilians who haven't served.
Correct. We're about 70% veteran, 30% civilian in our organization. We believe that that combination is really important in the reintegration process.
So essentially, your civilians are teaching us veterans how to speak English again.
Yeah, something like that. No, I wouldn't say that, but it is nice, and as a military mom, for both sides to understand what the challenge might be and how to help and support each other.
A lot of what you do is built around exercise and you say social events as well. But
correct.
Can you tell us, I think you just had a big event recently called Run as One?
We did. Run as One is a national remembrance. This was the fourth annual, and it's in remembrance of Clay Hunt, who was an original founder of Team Rubicon. So we do this event in partnership with Team Rubicon, and the mission continues. Again, it's done nationally all over the country. This year it was on March 28th, and each local area or chapter puts together an event. They vary a little bit. Ours was getting together in the morning and running around Lake Calhoun. We did a run-walk physical activity together, and we did a service project then in the afternoon with the Mission Continues, doing some refurbishment and renovation of a woman's shelter in downtown Minneapolis. And then that evening, we met at the Mall of America and had a great big fun social event. We had dinner together and just bonded. So that was a really fun event for us. And as I said, the chapters all across the country were doing the same things.
Pretty much on the same day or the same weekend?
On the same day.
Oh, yep. That's great.
Yep.
Is there, I know you told me there were some other things that happened, like the Old Glory Coast to Coast?
Oh, yeah, the Old Glory Coast to Coast Relay was the first annual last fall. And it was a relay across the country. A flag was carried leaving the VA hospital in San Francisco, carried across the middle part of the country and landing at Bethesda on Veterans Day. So those 60 days, somebody was running that flag all the way across the country. So Team Red, White, and Blue Twin Cities went down to Missouri for day 39 of that relay, and we ran that day. It was an awesome experience. There were about 12 of us that went down. Every day was about a 60-mile run, so we ran our leg, that 60-mile leg. And it, like I said, it was the first annual. It was a super event, and chapters from all across the country participated. So we look forward to doing that again this fall.
So I'm hoping that was sunrise to sunset for about 60 days.
It was sunrise to sunset, yes. We only ran during the daylight hours, yes, and retired the flag every evening before the team the next day started.
What an amazing event. That sounds like fun.
It was absolutely amazing.
Now, locally, you've got another event, a workout of the day. I think you call it WOD with Warriors?
Correct. Every Memorial Day weekend and Veterans Day weekend, we do a WOD with Warriors, usually held at a CrossFit gym. It can really be held anywhere where we get together and we just, in remembrance of the holiday, work out together, do an hour workout. A little bit of a fundraiser is part of that event. You know, we buy T-shirts, and some of that money will go back to RWB. Everybody's welcome. You don't have to be a Team RWB member, but hopefully that inspires you to become a Team RWB member after you've participated with us.
So if we've got some veterans out there that aren't very good at running and don't work out so much, are they welcome to join for the meet and greets?
Absolutely. They're welcome to join for everything. We sometimes joke that we're not just a run club, but we do have a lot of runners. So first of all, we don't want anybody to be intimidated by any level of fitness. We have walkers. We have adaptive vets. So we meet everybody's needs. We don't want that to be a roadblock in having somebody come join us for an event. So like I said, we do other things like yoga. We're going to do our first rowing event here in a month and a half, and we welcome everybody.
So anyone listening is eligible to join?
Absolutely.
And they join by going to your website?
That's correct, teamrwb.org.
All right. They go there and sign up, and then they talk to you on the phone or meet with you for coffee.
Yep.
And then you have a Facebook page again, which is where?
Team RWB Twin Cities is our closed group page. So you do have to ask to join. And once we get you in the team, you'll see a lot of communication there. You'll get to see information about our other members, start having conversations, see our calendar of events, and all the other stuff that we have posted. So just join right in.
So once you join and you're accepted into that, then you can just go on Facebook and you can see all the various events that are coming up and just kind of pick and choose what you want to go to.
Correct. You know, and we encourage people when they're on there, it's not just about the events that we think of and create and post. We want everybody, you know, if you're going to go out for a trail walk on a Saturday morning and we don't have anything going, just post it. See who's in the area. This is what I'm doing. Who can join me? So again, it is about the camaraderie, connecting each other, and the people piece of what we do. So
it's a little like the Minnesota Patriot Guard. You post something and see who shows up.
See who shows up. Exactly.
All right, Don, we've just got about 30 seconds left. Any final thoughts for our listeners?
Well, I appreciate you having me, and please come out and join us. We're just a group of people that want to have fun together. We have a lot of passion, and we all have a different story. So come share yours with us, and we'll share our story with you.
So go to the website, teamrwb.org, and you can find all about Team Red, White, and Blue. Don, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
This is Don Boyle, the Twin Cities chapter captain of Team Red, White, and Blue. Joining me now is Director Patrick Kelly from the Minneapolis VA Healthcare System. Director, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio.
Hi, Tom, and thanks for having me back.
Always good to talk to you, sir. I understand today you want to talk about the VA Choice Program.
Yeah, just briefly. You know, the Choice Program started last November, and it's been a little bit slow of an uptake, and so I wanted to make sure that we're doing everything we can do to educate veterans on how things are working. So, you know, the program's evolving and changing, and for the better, but the latest change is that the 40-mile rule, which used to be measured, you know, as the crow flies or geodesically, is now being measured or will be measured shortly based on driving distance. Not yet, but that change is in the works. April 21st and May 15th, Tom, we're holding a couple classes for veterans so they can come in and we can do a little bit of education here at the medical center. And we're also going to put this out in during video teleconference to our C-Box. But you know, 9 to 10, April 21st and May 15th here in the medical center in room 1B102, or if veterans want to go to the C-Box, they can go there. We're going to do it via video teleconference, and they can hear all about the program from one of our choice champions, and we'll take plenty of time to respond to questions and answers. So if veterans are confused, they want to know more information, they can. I hope they take advantage of those times.
I think some of that confusion must be that I even got one of those cards in the mail, and I don't need it. So I just put it off to the side.
That's been part of the confusion, Tom. And again, I think anytime you have a big new program which you're implementing in short notice, you know, we needed to get better educated here at the medical center. You know, veterans needed to learn more about it. So we're trying to do a number of things. But I hope these classes, for those veterans that are confused, they can go. But also at any time, we have choice champions over here in the lobby of the medical center in the flag atrium, so they can come in and hopefully we can help them, you know, real time when they're here as well.
Sir, that flag atrium's looking pretty good lately.
Yeah, thanks. I am really pleased. You know, a lot of veterans are finding it a comfortable place to wait, and we're providing a lot of good business office services down there. So, yeah, thanks. I'm pleased with the way that's turned out.
Sir, do you have more construction projects coming up?
Yeah, two that I want to highlight, Tom, because they're important to our access. This July, we're opening our new eye clinic, and that's going to take us from 18 to 33 eye lanes. And, you know, providing eye lanes is our eye services to veterans has been a challenge for us because we just haven't had the space. And so we are going to grow that dramatically, almost double it, this July. So that's going to be a great enhancement for veterans and for access to eye care. The other move, late this summer or fall, we're moving our comp and pen section over to the Whipple Building. That will do a couple things. Veterans can get all of their sort of benefit services over there at the Whipple, you know, the VBA regional office being there, our comp and pen section over there, our physicians, our whole function is going to be over there so they can do all of that, they're sort of one-stop shopping, we hope, and then that frees up some space here in the medical center for us to add a couple of additional services, mainly which will be our new pain center. So those two projects are going to be significant, and they will improve access, and they're coming soon. The other one I wanted to mention, Tom, is that we've initiated an audiology, what we're referring to as a quick clinic, every day from 8 to 11, Monday through Friday, 8 to 11. Up in our audiology section where veterans can either stop in when they're in the area. It's intended largely for adjustments to hearing aids, not the initial audiology appointment, but they can either stop in or they can call the call center to get one of these abbreviated appointments. And it's been really busy, and it's been well-received by the veterans, and wait times are significantly reduced, and they can just do it frequently when they're here. So that's made our audiology access much better and continues to get better.
Sir, we got about a minute left. How's your housing project coming?
Well, you know, it's coming well, and so, you know, some of the units have already opened. You know, the family units have opened, and so the rest of the units will be completed late summer, early fall of this year, and so, you know, that's going to be 52 units. Common Bond has really had the lead on this and doing just an incredible job with a whole list of community partners to include the VA, but the thing that I'm most excited about, in addition to additional housing units for veterans, is that it's near the medical center. All those supportive services that those veterans who are at risk for homelessness need are right here. It's one light rail stop away, so we can take care of most of their needs right here in this area, and that's going to make it a lot easier than, you know, sort of traversing across town to get services. So late summer, early fall, it's on track.
Sir, as usual, there's a lot going on at the Minneapolis VA healthcare system.
Well, you're absolutely right, Tom. We never have a dull moment out here. At least my days go fast.
Thank you. Thanks for joining us again, sir.
Always a pleasure, Tom. Thank you.
That was Director Patrick Kelly from the Minneapolis VA Healthcare System. We have one announcement today. The Eyes of Freedom Traveling Memorial tells the story of love and sacrifice service members are willing to pay for their country. The memorial can be seen at the Sandstone Old School Artist Center, April 22 to 27, the Arden Hills Army Training Site, April 29th to May 3rd, or the Black Bear Casino, May 6th to May 11th. For more information, visit Lima, L-I-M-A, LimaCompanyMemorial.com. We're just about out of time. Thanks for listening to this edition of Minnesota Military Radio. I'd like to thank our guests for joining us this week, Gary Sinise, Don Boyle, Director Patrick Kelly, Commissioner Larry Shelleteau of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and finally, Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General Rick Nash. Please join us next week as we visit the St. Cloud VA Medical Center to see how they're taking care of our veterans after 90 years in business. That's coming up next weekend on this station or online anytime at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. I'm Tom Lyons, and I hope that you make a difference in someone's life this week.
Minnesota Military Radio is a production of iHeartMedia, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, the Minneapolis VA, Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, and the Minnesota National Guard. Your host is Tom Lyons, founder and owner of Phelan Partners Limited, a merger and acquisition advisory firm. Tom is a life member of the American Legion, VFW, Vietnam Veterans of America, and the DAV. For podcasts and the latest updates, follow us at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com.